Hello, everyone, and welcome to a Sunday sermon. Each week, we try to bring you messages of faith and love and understanding of God. Today, we're going to be blessed with the return of one of our spirits we've had on many times, St. Thomas. Thomas not only had the honor and pleasure of being with Jesus in life, but he got to see him after the resurrection. So he is sometimes referred to as a doubter, but he's a doubter no more. So Thomas, I know you're waiting to speak, and welcome to our show. Good morning, everybody. Yes, I was honored. I got to know Jesus in life, and he truly lived. He truly performed all the miracles, many more than you actually are aware of. And he was an individual that never showed anger. He showed love to everyone. He had these incredible eyes, and when you looked into them, you knew that you were talking to someone very, very special. He never went out of his way to bring public acclaim to himself. He knew that if he lived the good life that he was sent back to live, that people would be drawn to him. He knew that by doing good things, other people will do good things as well. Jesus lived his life in a manner that is incredibly enviable to everyone. He only preached for 3 years, a very short period of time. But stop and think what he accomplished in those 3 years. He built a following that changed the world. There are billions of people today that still honor him. Many people today know that Jesus is the way, that his life is to be emulated, his life is to be copied, his words are to be followed. And if you do all of these things, you too will live a great life. You may not be showered in wealth, you may not be famous, you may not have power, but you will have lived a good life. You will help others, and you will have shown others that following his teachings is the only way that you will find happiness. Many people fear death, and that is a shame. Your time of passing is not something to be feared. It is something to be prepared for. But when it takes place, it will be the greatest day of your life, because you will enter heaven and you will truly see the miracles that Jesus spoke of in his life. He told us things that were almost impossible to believe. You see, we weren't educated. We didn't know all of the things that you know today. We were simply following him because he could do things that no other man could ever do. We knew he was special. We believed he was the Son of God. He never admitted that he truly was God reincarnated. He did not want to be compared to the other Roman gods that the people of the time worshipped. He wanted to lead people away from worshipping false gods. He knew that if he told people that he was the Son of God, then he would not conflict with any of the Roman teachings. You see, the Roman emperors would proclaim themselves gods. They were so full of themselves that they thought that they were so much better than the average person, that they would proclaim themselves a god. So you see, if Jesus would have proclaimed himself and told the truth that he truly was the only God, then he would have been in direct conflicts with the Romans. And the Romans would not have allowed that. The Romans were a little touchy when you talked about their gods and weren't reverent towards them. They killed many Christians. The Romans persecuted Christians for hundreds of years. There were times that certain emperors believed in the one God, but most of them did not. So they were very brutal, and they would kill Christians in many different and gruesome ways. They would crucify Christians. They would throw them to the wild animals and have the animals kill them. They devised many ways to kill Christians, but the power of the message of Jesus was so strong that individuals for hundreds of years followed those words. The impact of a single carpenter, uneducated, having no great powers other than his personal powers that he was given, this man developed a large group of followers. I was one of them. I was blessed to have been sent back with a life plan that allowed me to be with probably the greatest person that ever lived. There have been billions of humans through the years, but there was only one Jesus. As there is only one God. That may be a difficult thing for many people to understand. There are people of other cultures that worship God in different ways. They may refer to him as Allah. They may refer to him in many ways, but there is only one God. Now, when God comes to you and brings you messages in human form, you should listen. Today, God brings you messages, and many people don't listen. Take time to go back and listen to some of the messages that Jesus gives Barry on Wednesday mornings. They're all available to you. Take time and listen to some of them. They're incredible messages. It will be like it was for me when I was following him. I could get to hear his words anytime I wished. He was always open to speak with us. He was always open to give us guidance. The words that he's speaking today are the same. He is giving you modern guidance that will help you get through the dangers of this modern world. You see, I want you to have no doubts that the words that you're hearing are the real words of God. I can tell you that about doubt. I had doubts that Jesus could return. When Mary told us that she had seen him, I thought she was hallucinating. I did not think there was any way that a human could die under the most terrible circumstances, be placed in a tomb, and in a couple days, return. Jesus told us that he would return to us, but I always just thought that it would be when we came to heaven that we would see him. I never had any doubts about that. I knew that from his words that heaven existed, and I knew that I would be going to heaven. So I always assumed that when he left us permanently, that I would join him in heaven, which I did when I passed, there's no doubt. But you see, I could not comprehend the fact that a human, a mere human, was able to return after it had passed. But you see, what I missed was Jesus was never a mere human. He had the abilities of God, and God basically can do anything he wants. I never thought the resurrection could take place. When Jesus told me in life that he would return to us and we would see him again, I could not comprehend how this was going to take place. Mary told us that she had seen him. I thought that it could not possibly be true, because there was no way, absolutely no way, that an individual that had passed could return. I truly underestimated him. Never underestimate the teachings of Jesus or the powers of God. Everyone has doubts. How could this man that lived 2,000 years ago do any of the things of which you read about? How could he bring people back from the grave? How could he heal? Well, today he heals many people through individuals such as Barry. Many individuals have the ability to direct the healing energies of God, and his healing abilities are very real, have no doubt. But you see, you have to ask. You have to pray to him. You have to speak either with the Spirit of God or those of us that have followed him and have been given special status in heaven. You see, all of us that followed him are in this highest level with him, and we still serve him every moment. We serve him in any way we can. We are still servants of God. We are just on the other side of the veil that you cannot see. Never doubt that God is absolute and God is real. I did. And I was honored for Jesus to return and allow me to prove that he had truly returned after death. He showed me the wounds that were still in his body. He let me touch him. He let me give him a hug as we had in life. It was the most unbelievable thing that you could ever imagine for me. I was able to observe and participate in the miracle of his resurrection. I know many people refer to me as Doubting Thomas. And you know, I did doubt. My faith was not strong enough to believe what he told me. I doubted his words. But you know what the lesson from that is? Never, ever doubt the words that God speaks. When God tells you how to live your life, never doubt that that is the true answer to finding happiness in your life. Today, many people are suffering greatly. We watch from over here and we feel such pity. But we cannot interfere greatly with their life plans. Many life plans include suffering. All life plans include grief. Your life plan gives you a track, like a running track that you follow. As long as you stay on that track, you will be assured that when you return, you will be well judged and hopefully advance. You see, advancement in heaven is the greatest thing that you can imagine. As you approach the upper levels, you can do things beyond your imagination. Humans are not capable of understanding truly what you can do in heaven. Heaven is the most miraculous place that you can conceive of. We talk of it all the time. We speak of heaven. We speak of God. Once you return, you will have powers that you never, ever conceived of. And you will remember all of your prior lives and what you did. And your guides will help prepare you for another life. Another life that can help lead you into the upper realms. You see, all humans have the spark of God within them. It is that spark that gives you the light, the understanding, the ability, the energy. It gives you what you need to live a good life and advance when you return. There are many out there that truly choose, and I use the word choose, not to believe. They cannot face the realities of Jesus and God because they cannot see or prove it to themselves. Faith is the cornerstone of all that is good. Faith will lead you where you want to go. Faith will bring you to heaven on that ultimate day of passing. Everyone is going to heaven. Yes, you do not have to trust a church or religion, the words of anyone. But you must trust the faith that you will go to heaven. Everyone does. There are no exceptions. When Jesus passed from the cross, his soul first went into heaven and then returned as he resurrected. But he became an energy. He had access to the powers of God. So he could return. You're not going to do that. None of you out there have the powers of God. There are many of you that may think you do. But trust me when I tell you that you do not have the powers of God. Trust me when I tell you that if you think you're a powerful person, that you can be evil, that you can do what you wish, then your time will come and you will find out that you are not only not God, but you are not advancing in heaven and are probably going to be taken to lower levels. Levels that you do not want to go to. And you're creating karmas that will follow you in future lives. Future lives will have lessons in them to teach you the mistakes you made in this life. You may have untold wealth in this life and do not use it to help others. Then you're creating a karma for the future where you must learn what it is like to live in poverty. If you treat others with disrespect, then in your future life, people will teach you with disrespect. There's a yin and a yang, a great equality in this universe. How you treat others creates how you are treated. So do what God tells you. Don't do anything to anyone you do not want done to yourself. Because what you do to others you will be made aware of at your time. When your guides speak to you, you will truly know what mistakes you made. And you'll know what your future then holds. I want all of you to have a future of wonderful lives, of helping others, of continuing on the pathway of serving God. I have no doubts that you are all capable of it. I had doubts in my past, in my life, and I regret them. I should never have doubted the words of Jesus. Just as you must never doubt the words of Jesus or of God, they're one and the same. And the words are all powerful, and the words are what you need. If you just simply listen and open your hearts, you will find that life will become much easier for all of you. So I thank you for allowing me to return once again. Have no doubts that I'll be back. So God blesses you, and he will keep you in his love for as long as you wish. Goodbye, and thank you once again. Very good, Thomas. You don't let us down either. In case you haven't noticed, all of the Holy Spirits have wonderful messages. They've earned their place in the seventh realm, close to God, and they are very godlike. Their words are powerful. All you have to do is open your heart to them. So thank you once again for tuning in and listening. Please tell your friends. The messages can help so many if they would just listen to them. I grow very frustrated, as Jesus must have. But that's as far as the comparison goes. I thank all of you, and we will be back again next week with another message of faith.